Hi, I'm Josephine Hughes. I'm the mother of two transgender daughters who came out in their teens and early 20s. In Gloriously Unready, Series 3, I want to give people a voice to express their love for their transgender children and their transgender partners.
You know, it was a really difficult conversation, but it was difficult because it was a big life change, not because I wasn't going to accept it. I love her, and when you nearly lose somebody, it makes you really appreciate how precious they are.
We did the census, didn't we, a little while ago, and that sort of, I hovered over that and thought, well, what am I, you know, who am I? And that was really difficult, and in the end I ticked bisexual because I loved my husband and now I love Joanne, so that's where I ended up, you know.
The fact that my kid is alive today is a miracle, because I was the worst parent you can imagine. But now I know, looking back, it was all from a place of fear.
My child was called Rosie and they wanted to be a boy. We talked about it and why, and had great discussions with a three-year-old. You can't imagine it. And they used to pretend to have like gonads or whatever. And you know, when they were playing football and they would go, oh, like I've just been hit, like the boys did.
Oh, bless.
I became increasingly aware that there was a huge overlap between autism and trans and non-binary identities. So if I talk about my son, he's quite significantly autistic. He has complex needs. From very, very early on, he didn't conform to gender stereotypes at all.
Transgender issues have never been far away from the news. Sadly, identity politics are being used as a political football.
The news is blanket, trans-hostile, I would say, mainly because they know that it gives them revenue and it creates outrage and therefore it creates clicks and it's a money-making exercise.
What I hope from this podcast series is to share that transgender people and their families are just human, just like the rest of us, and worthy of love and support.